He was a life member of the Dayton Amateur Radio Association, DARA, and a supporter of the Dayton Hamvention. An obituary and funeral arrangements can be found online at Brown Dawson Flick Funeral Home. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. There are two new amateur satellites that were launched by SpaceX on June 25th. PAROS T2 is a 3U CubeSat from the Taiwan Space Agency with support from National Formosa University. There is an APRS digipeater on 145.825 MHz, along with an FM voice repeater with an uplink on 145.980 MHz and a 67 Hz tone. The downlink is 435.250 MHz. It should be noted that this satellite's telemetry will be unencrypted, making it available for use by students and hams. They will also have educational outreach tools. The second amateur satellite is Indonesia's Ridu Sat, a 1U CubeSat with an APRS digipeater on 145.825 MHz and telemetry beacon on 145.925 MHz. If you participated in the ARRL Field Day this year or the AMSAT Satellite Field Day, be sure to get your logs in by July 29th. Follow the ARRL rules for submitting to them. For AMSAT Field Day, you can find the submission sheet and instructions at AMSAT.org. Click on Events, then AMSAT Field Day. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, more great contests on July 5th and 6th, the CQ Worldwide VHF Single Sideband CW contest, that's CW and phone. July 5th and 6th as well, the Marconi Memorial HF contest, CW. July 7th, the RSGB 80-meter club championship, CW. July 8th, the DARC Ready Sprint, that's digital. July 9th, the A1 Club AWT, CW. July 11th, a couple of events, the QRP Fox Hunt, that's CW. And the NCCC FT4 Sprint, that is digital.